sisters on a journey, singing now as one, remembering the ancient ways, the women and the wisdom, the women and the wisdom.
Green blessings and welcome. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, bringing you the Wise Woman Way radio show on Women's Radio. It's time for us all to make a change. Each week, you'll be here with me to discover outstanding wise women and men who are making waves and making change. Join me as together we reweave the healing cloak of the ancients, helping you to reclaim your health and well-being through personal empowerment, the Wise Woman Way. Green blessings from Susan Weed.
I welcome to the show Susan Coleman. I met Susan and her partner at a gathering, and I was so moved by their work and their focus, which is hands and photographs of hands. But to say that does not anywhere begin to do it justice. Thank you for being with us today, Susan Coleman.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Susan.
The book, Blessed Are These Hands, that you and Marvell have put together, is an exploration of what?
It's an exploration of what women hold sacred, and really it's what we discovered is what women hold sacred doesn't really get across the meaning as well as saying what women value, because a lot of things that women hold sacred, many people would consider mundane.
Because women have the ability to make every moment sacred.
Exactly.
Exactly. And because our lives are, so shall we say, focused on the day-to-day details of feeding and moving and clearing and tending, we need to see all of that as sacred.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And this is what you found as you asked women to show you what they found was sacred.
Yes.
Are there any stories that stand out to you?
Well, we asked women not only to hold something in their hands that they considered sacred that we could photograph, but then we asked them to write a little statement about why they chose to hold what they were holding. And the story, so many of the stories really moved me. So I can give you one or two examples.
Oh, I would love that.
Great. One was we photographed a woman named Rabbit's Hands, and Rabbit chose to hold a very simple goddess figure in her hands. But the story revolved around why she was holding that goddess figure, and she's holding it as a reminder to herself that it's good to set boundaries to ensure her ongoing safety and happiness. And in the book, she tells a whole story about having been robbed of her purse at a point in time where everything was going wonderfully, and she wondered what the message was in getting robbed, and finally came to believe and realized that she had to look out for herself, and she looked around for a simple charm that would remind her and help her keep herself more secure, and it was this very small goddess figurine. And I think that story stands out to me as inspirational because a lot of women don't know how to say no. They don't know how to draw their own boundaries, or maybe I'm just projecting, but I think it's true that women get overwhelmed, and finding balance and equilibrium is important. That was one story that really moved me. Another one was... a woman named Catherine held a geode in her hand, and she just wrote that, you know, she was holding this rock because she was a rock lover, and she started describing the rocks as being rough on the outside with hidden beauty inside, and that they were strong and powerful, And then she started talking about herself and saying, I have traveled far, moved from one landscape to a new place in my journey as a woman. I, too, have a hidden, beautiful core. It is the caveat of my soul. And I was very inspired by that. And I think it's an example of how people, what's inside is so much more important than just what's outside.
Yes.
And can I give you a third?
Well, yes, and I just find this these wonderful words because, you know, we tend to think of photography as being very on the surface.
Ah.
And yet your photography seeks out these hidden messages, and it reveals them to our hearts.
Well, thank you. I think that a photographic essay which draws the subject in and asks the subject to comment on their own image really helps that process.
Mm.
Another story that inspired me was actually one of, I think it was your first speaker on this radio show, Yvi Budapest. And she asked us to wait until naked ladies were blooming in her backyard to come photograph her. And naked
ladies. For those of you who don't know, those are flowers.
Yes, they're wild. Naked ladies are wildflowers. And she talked about, in what she wrote, she talked about why she loved naked ladies. And then she said that she held them for their blessings of independence, beauty, and scent.
Mm.
Their blessing is for endurance and the ability to hide, then reemerge. These naked ladies are us as women, beautiful yet abandoned. We march to a different drum. Like the flowers, we are indestructible yet fragile.
Mm-hmm. That is so moving. This was truly a collaborative effort.
Yes.
In your book, Blessed Are These Hands, you, Susan Coleman, collaborated with your partner, Marvell, to bring this book about, but you also collaborated with every single woman that you photographed. Do you have any stories about doing the actual photography?
Well, yes, and if you don't mind, you are one of the people that we collaborated with, and you're one of the people that, you know, when you think about stories about doing the photography, it was... You decided to, you held the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And photographing your hands on the earth was, you know, in a way a challenge until we actually did it. And then we saw how beautiful your hands melded in with the ground and the leaves. That was wonderful. Another example of an interesting photo shoot was I have a friend who wanted to capture music as something that she valued and held sacred. And she went out and bought a pound of Mylar music notes and showed up with them and just said, pour these over my hands. And I kept pouring the notes over her hands, and this was outside, so there was a nice natural light, and they glistened. And then when she wrote about it, she said, everything is vibration, and substance is illusory. And then she said, these Mylar notes were just as transient in my hands as real music notes, slipping through my fingers and blowing in the breeze during the photo shoot. Just like a song, sung and then gone, but some of it sticking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an amazing shoot because, you know, how do you capture music?
Right. Yes. Yes, I recall when we were doing the shoot together and then looking at the photographs that most of the women have their palms turned up with something held in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the kind of conceptual difficulty was that I wasn't just picking up some dirt and holding it in the palm of my hand,
mm-hmm.
but actually putting the palm of my hand on the earth so that the photograph is on the back of my hand.
Yes, and you're holding the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, so kind of a different holding. I'm holding like we hold a baby's head.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Susan Weed on Women's Radio, talking with Susan Coleman, one of the collaborators on Blessed Are These Hands. Susan is a born and bred New Yorker, earning bachelor's and master's degrees from the State University of New York at Stony Brook. That was a pretty hopping place in the years that you were there. And a doctorate in history from Carnegie Mellon University. Her dissertation focused on women's role in the quest for justice in the United States history. Oh my goodness, that must have been an enormous dissertation. Women have been so active in so many quests for justice in U.S. history.
Yes.
Oh, the most difficult there was honing in on what you were going to talk about. Currently, Susan Coleman is the managing director of Dr. Geek, a web development, computer training, and consulting firm. She has had a position at California State Polytechnic University, Pomona, as director of Faculty Computing Support Center. Are you imagining right now that you would like to have this woman as your very, very best friend? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. What surprised you most, Susan, in terms of the objects that women chose?
Well, I was surprised by some of the objects that women chose. For example, a woman who is well known for her ability as a tattoo artist wanted to hold the hoof of her mule. And that required us to go out to the ranch, and I was literally lying on the ground, and the mule was held down. And then she explained that the riding with this mule allows her to collaborate and become stronger. Women held the elements. You held the earth. A couple of women held water.
Mm-hmm.
One woman wanted to hold fire. Another woman, a one-week-old baby. Another, her partner's breasts. And another, tools.
Mm-hmm.
Truly a wide range of items that surprised us, particularly with the people that we knew. Were friends and family, and would come. It allowed us to learn so much about them as people we knew, and also about women.
Mm. I suspect that some of the listeners, like I, are wincing at the idea of holding fire. How did you pull that off?
It was an evening shot, and it was a candle. In a small votive candle in a votive glass shot at night.
Mm.
So the light from the candle illuminated Carol's hands.
Wow. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. As I recall, these photographs are black and white.
Actually, they are in color.
They're in color. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. This must have been some of the earlier images that I saw. And certainly color would be absolutely marvelous, because I know that some of the things that women chose were quite colorful. There are some pretty intriguing objects as well, eh?
Yes.
The woman who held tools, was she like a carpenter or a plumber?
No, actually, she was an IT administrator at a university, and a very, for want of a better word, a very feminine woman.
Mm.
And when she showed up for the photo shoot with two toolkits, Marvell and I were both surprised. But she talked about tools in a way that showed us that it was not just, she talked about, what she wrote was, the simplest of tools have helped me to create, change, and repair things around the house. And then she said, in my relationship with myself and others, I've come to know that using the simplest of tools works well also.
Mm.
A smile has created many wonderful friendships. Kind words have lifted spirits, and adjusting my attitude has repaired and patched many areas of my life.
Tools. My mentor, Gene Houston, talks about the fact that our language is no longer hieroglyphic and hardly even symbolic. I mean, when we say to children, A is for apple, there's nothing inherently apple-like about the letter A. And yet, women especially, all human beings, women especially, have the capacity to take language and objects and give them deep meaning. So that when we then, hopefully now, whenever we see a tool, each listener and I will remember what you've just told us. And instead of just saying, that's a hammer, that's a saw, that's a screwdriver, we'll think about, the many ways that we have of being with tools and using tools.
Yes.
And I know that that's part of your goal, that you have really been interested not just in the history of women's lives, but in the meaning of women's lives.
Yes.
And that this project is a way to bring that meaning out to more of us. Were there specific things that you learned by making Blessed Are These Hands?
Well, in a sense, I see Blessed Are These Hands as a document. When I look at it as a historian, it is a documentary record of what a sampling of women valued at the turn of the 21st century. And because it shows so many mundane objects and so many non-religious objects, I think it's a reflection of the way women find spiritual strength in a wide variety of things.
Mm-hmm. I know that I often tease that one of the to me, one of the most important aspects of most women's existence is relationship. And I say that women prefer to relate to people. But if there aren't people to relate to, then women will relate to animals. And of course, many women relate to animals and people. And if there aren't animals to relate to, women will relate to plants. And of course, there's women like myself who relate to animals and people and plants.
Mm-hmm.
And failing all of those, women will relate to inanimate objects. We will personalize an inanimate object and form a relationship with it. And again, it doesn't have to be either or. I'm not saying that this is a maladjustment. I think this is a very good adjustment. Mm-hmm. That women relate to others, they relate to animals, they relate to plants, and they relate in symbolic, magical, spiritual ways to objects that they themselves have decided are powerful, not that some other outside person has decided it's powerful.
Yes, yes.
And I think that you show us this in the book.
Yes, and to some extent, the women sometimes are holding something that is merely symbolic of what they value. And for many women, that was a challenge to find what they could hold in their hands to represent something that's very deep and spiritual and intangible.
The intangible made tangible into a book that we can hold in our hands.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Are you in the book?
Yes, I'm in the book.
What are you holding?
Well, I have my hands on a laptop computer, and I am holding a cord, four strands of, it's a decorated cord with magical symbols that four dear friends gave to me on my birthday a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they each put all different kinds of symbols that represent the goddess and nature and wholeness and wisdom and power, and I wear that when I'm spiritual, when I'm circling, when I want to calm down. I'm wearing it right now.
This is Susan Weed talking with Susan Coleman, one of the creators of Blessed Are These Hands, a book of photographs, which is a historical document as well as an art piece, a record of early 21st century women's spirits and their spiritual values. Blessed Are These Hands fulfills a vow to honor women in a creative way with portraits of women's hands holding something that represents their deepest values. Included are over 60 women, including some names that you probably have heard about: Shoshana Budapest, Ava Park, Jean Shinoda Boland, Diana Paxson, myself, Susan Weed. This book illustrates women's spiritual values, views, and practices, especially those that center on nature, art, work, hobbies, and family bonds. And this is Susan Coleman. Can you let our listeners know how they can find out more about Blessed Are These Hands?
Your listeners can visit our website,
mm-hmm.
which is www.blessedarethesehands.com. And Susan, I would like to sincerely thank you for inviting Marvell and I to speak with you about our book.
Well, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
I am so happy that both of you have agreed to be on Women's Radio with me. It's you know, so frequent that when two women come together to do something, that one of them kind of becomes the spokesperson, or maybe was all along, and the other one seems a little shyer. Actually, strangely enough, the first couple of book projects that I did in collaboration too. And I got kind of run over by my collaborators. And it was interesting to see how difficult it can be. You were talking before about women kind of giving way, and especially to other women, and how I just kept conceding all of my rights away to the other more powerful person. So to have both you and Marvell be willing to speak to us and tell us about your work is a very, very large gift. Do you want to talk about any special joys or special difficulties that the two of you had in doing this project?
Well, I think the special joy is that the collaboration has been harmonious from the start. And I have to admit, to some extent, much to both of our amazements, we are both Leos. And this project, we feel, is blessed because we are both so much on the same wavelength about who to pick, how to edit images, almost everything. So we knew it was a project we should be working on because it has been smooth in terms of our collaboration with each other. And we each bring strengths that complement the others, and it's worked very well for us.
Wonderful.
An example, Marvell was the one who came up with the thought that we should invite Jean Shinoda Boland to be in our book. And that was a fabulous shoot for us because I saw her, she's holding a Tibetan bell.
Mm.
And when we went to visit her in her office in Mill Valley and walked in, she just started ringing the bell and she was talking with us. And later, what she wrote and told us was that whenever she begins a workshop or a lecture, she rings the bell till it kind of grows louder and hits a crescendo, which it did when we were in the office, and then slowly diminishes it till it becomes very soft. And she wrote later that the vibration linked, she feels that, she wrote that we become for a time linked at the level of the heart.
Mm.
And she did that to start our photo shoot of her holding this Tibetan bell. And in all honesty, I never would have thought of asking Jean to be in the project. This is something that Marvell felt was really close to her heart. And it enriched, I think, our project and my life so much. And that's something she brought in. So, and that's been going on for years.
Mm. That is one of the blessings, isn't it, when we throw ourselves into a project like this.
Mm-hmm.
Without realizing it, we commit ourselves to being open to change.
Yes.
And there's no way for you to interact with this number of women and not be changed by that experience.
Yes.
I mean, we might imagine someone who hides behind the camera perhaps being unchanged by it. But I haven't yet met a woman who's capable of totally hiding behind the camera. I think about the Goddess Trilogy that Donna Reed did up in Canada, the third one of which is the stories of the women who did the first two and how doing those movies changed their lives.
Mm.
Right, that's the Goddess Remembered in Burning Times.
Oh, okay.
Right, and then the third one is Full Circle, which is the women's stories. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, even they, again, behind the cameras, were extremely moved by what they were photographing and what they were learning. And how wonderful that we as women have that ability to always be open in that way.
Yes, and we certainly learn from every woman whose hands we photograph.
Mm. Could we perhaps, or perhaps not, sum up, mm-hmm. Blessed Are These Hands? Would you say that it's a book with a message?
I think the message is to revere what you hold sacred.
Mm.
And personalize, you know, make that what is of value to you.
Yes.
And we hope that by showing all of the different things that women hold sacred, that will encourage women to notice and appreciate what they revere. And,
If they go to your website,
I'm not being very articulate about that.
If they go to your website, www.blessedarethesehands, is there an opportunity to see some of the images there?
Yes, we have a short 3-minute movie with 100 or so of the images that we use. So these are most of the ones that are in the book and a number of the ones that are not in the book but that were photographed.
Mm. Are you continuing to photograph women's hands?
At this point, not for the book.
Mm-hmm.
Although after focusing on hands for so long, I must admit that often I photograph hands as part of what I'm photographing when I'm out photographing.
You find your eyes straying to women's hands, eh?
Yes.
You said that it took a long time to compile these images. Are we talking 2 or 3 years, 20 or 30 years?
Oh, I would say about 7 years.
Mm.
Marvell probably got the idea 7 years ago or 8 years ago when she made a vow to do something to honor women.
Well, I would say that you both have been extremely successful, that you have absolutely kept to your vow of doing something that honors women. www.blessedarethesehands.com can see the work of Marvell and Susan Coleman. And again, I so deeply appreciate your work and your willingness to be on the show with us. Any last thoughts for the listeners?
Well, thank you, Susan, for inviting us to be on your show. We love your show, and we appreciate all the work that you do for women.
Green blessings, and until we're together again. And it's so long, Susan.
This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, bringing you the Wise Woman Way radio show on Women's Radio. Green blessings from Susan Weed.
We are sisters on a journey, singing now as one.